I'm Geoffrey Williams, and I'm going to be sharing with you thoughts from Psalm 1. And this is the second in our series of summer psalms. John Lowe began the series for us last week by looking at Psalm 31. And today we're going to be looking at Psalm 1 together. Let me read it to you. I'm reading from the New International Version, if you want to follow. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Now, one of the helpful sayings about the Bible is this one, which is a favourite of mine, because it expresses really well the relationship between the Old and the New Testaments. The new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. We can see that in a number of ways in this psalm. I'll try to show you this as we go through it together. We'll see the themes of the psalm echoed and advanced in the New Testament. And we start off our psalm with the word blessed. The writer then goes on to tell us first how not to be blessed, then how to be blessed, then how you can recognize the source of blessing, then he ends with a warning and a promise. But what does he mean by the word blessed? Well, the sense seems to be fulfilled, contented, and acting rightly, much more than happiness. There's a link between morality, acting rightly, and the kind of blessing that is described in this psalm. And if we fast forward to the New Testament and the Sermon of Jesus on the Mount, we find the same link. Among the Beatitudes, as they're called, or the blessed sayings in Matthew, are these two. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus makes it quite clear you don't just sit around being pure. You reject evil, you behave with integrity, and you relate to those around you with love. And this grows out of a relationship with God. Being blessed, blessed, comes from all this. You hunger and thirst for righteousness. And this is not a selfish, look at me, how good I am righteousness. It's a righteousness that comes from walking with Christ and doing what pleases him. Blessing comes from acting rightly. Let me go back to Psalm 1 and the first two verses. Here they are again. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Avoid evil, says the writer. Delight in the law. And this is not just the rule book, the commandments, but the whole God story, the story of creation, of men and women made in God's image, of their disobedience, of God's covenant with his people, and his promising blessing for the nations of the world through Abram's descent, and his expectations of how his people would behave. This was the story available to the psalmist. But for us, we have the whole gospel story. We know how all God's promises are fulfilled in Jesus and how we should respond to him. Not just having the story in our head, knowing about God. We need to know God. We have to respond to him with action. We're told that Jesus said to his disciples on one occasion, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." You can find that in John chapter 13, verse 17. Knowing is fine, but doing matters more. Jesus said this just after he had demonstrated how his disciples ought to show practical and down-to-earth love for each other. He, their master and teacher, had just washed their feet and given to them a dramatic picture of service. And how appropriate that is for you and me today as we try to serve and support each other and respond in these days to the needs of the community around us. Let me go back to our psalm and read verse 3. "That man is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers." All about refreshment and growth. The righteous person is like a tree. It doesn't mean you're standing in the water with branches growing from your head. It's a piece of poetry. The one who is seeking God can find refreshment through the streams of water. In the Old Testament, water can signify a number of things, but here it signifies God's refreshing and blessing of his faithful people. We have that sense of the word and its promise set down for us in the New Testament. In John 4, we read about the story of Jesus meeting the woman of Samaria at the well. They had a conversation about water, and Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who was speaking to you, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." At first, she had misunderstood Jesus, but then she recognized what he was saying, recognized too that Jesus was the Christ. And that gift of living water, of refreshment and rest for the soul, is there still for us, day by day, and a blessing in these times. We actually have a reminder of that in Hartford. If you just pause by the old Hartford Library at Old Cross and you look at the monument which was put together from the remains of the old church of St. Mary the Less, you will see these words of Jesus to the Samaritan woman inscribed there. "If you knew the gift of God and who was speaking to you, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And then below them, you will see in the Hebrew of Psalm 105 and the Greek of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Old and New Testaments coming together. On the left, Psalm 105, verse 41. "The Lord opened the rock and water gushed out. It flowed like a river in the desert." Precious water in the desert for the Israelites as they wandered. Then below on the right, Paul writing in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, "That rock was Christ." Paul finds Jesus as the rock from which the water came to revive and refresh the people of God, then as now. Our psalm then ends with a warning and a promise. The wicked are not like this, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. There's no future for the wicked, but the Lord watches over and blesses those who walk in righteousness. It's good to be reminded that the Christian life isn't stationary. It's a walk. We follow Christ. We move with him. We learn of him. We learn and we follow as we walk with our Lord. There's a lovely prayer of St. Richard of Chichester that expresses this so well. Let me pray it thoughtfully for us all. Day by day, Lord, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen.